Then I would like to share just a little bit from about this Samaritan woman, isn't it? Samaritan woman. The Lord just encouraged me through this as well. When he said, you know, his disciples had gone. You remember in John chapter 4. And the story is from verse 27, a kind of thing. Where he says, then the disciples had gone to buy some food. And the Lord was talking to this lady. And obviously, Samaritans were a bit second-class citizens. So Jewish people were too proud. So they wouldn't go that way. They didn't like them. They don't like many people. I mean, they don't like Arabs. Arabs don't like them. So it's in our blood, isn't it? As human beings, we dislike some people or we look down on them. And none of us are, you know, like in India, sometimes you can see people. They do that sort of stuff, which shouldn't be like that. God has made us all equal, and therefore we should respect each other. But the Lord knew about that, and the Lord was concerned about this one person. And along with her, the people who were going to respond from her village, he was concerned about them as well. So he was talking to her, and obviously in those sort of culture, if you're talking to someone alone, mind you, in English culture as well, if you're talking to someone, you look at them a bit funny. So in our culture, it's more in our culture. But the Lord was, of course, talking, and the disciples were a bit funny. They thought, oh, why he was talking to this one lady? Anyway, by the time they came and they brought some food, she went to the village because the conversation had already taken place about living water. And obviously having known about her life from the Lord, she was so impressed, and she realized that he was the one who was Messiah, because he told her that whom you're talking to is, I'm the one. And anyway, she was quite convinced and a bit not convinced, but she went anyway. She went to the village and she said, I'm not just going to have conversation with this man of God or Messiah or my Savior. I'm going to get other people as well. And she brought them. But in the meantime, the disciples said, Rabbi, teacher, eat. Well, verse 31. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging him, saying, Rabbi, eat. But he said to them, I have food to eat that you do not know about. So the disciples said to one another, has anyone brought him something to eat? Then Jesus explained in verse 34. Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work. Very interesting. This is where we need to examine ourselves. What is the most important thing for us? I think our sisters are like, I don't know, maybe when our Andrew was too much working all the time and he prepared some nice meal. When you called him, did he come quick or did he take time? He's like me then. I'm like him. If he got food and you called me, forget about what I'm doing. I'm running for the food. So I would say, but here, the Lord, food was not important, that much important for him. The most important thing in his life was to do the will of God. Can you imagine that? But I do believe that, I mean, all others, and I think also Andrew, if he was doing something very important, he wouldn't just leave. So you had to call him twice or thrice, didn't you? Yeah. Yeah. I'm talking nice things about you. Yeah. Love him very much. They are so precious to me. I tell you one thing. All of you. And the Lord said to them, this is my food. I want to do the will of God, my Father, who has sent me. And not just do it, but want to make sure that I accomplish it. Can you see that? You know, you decide to do something and God has given you gift of doing something. And what a wonderful thing it is that you are determined to finish it. And when you finish it, then the work is accomplished. So here, our priorities in life. You know, I know many of you pray for me, and our Margaret as well. Pray for us. Whenever I have gone through problems in India, I remember my people, people who love me, people who love the Lord, they are praying for me. So Lord, there are a lot of people praying for me. Lord, you call me for this. And I'm here. This police officer is very nasty. Can you please help me to talk to him in a nice way so that I can get his heart or his attention and he becomes a bit sober. And mostly this happened when I prayed and I said, Lord, there are a lot of people praying. This guy doesn't seem to be nice, but I'm going to talk to him anyway. So I've got my own style. I said, sir, how are you? Good afternoon. Good evening, sir. Bet here. Have a seat. And then I'll talk. In the beginning, they'll say, oh, you Christians, you this, they are doing this. But he doesn't know I live in England. Otherwise, no one knows I live in England because I wear a kurta. You know that Indian thing? Often I wear that. So they think I'm from a village, and with my color, they cannot believe that I live in England. You know what I mean? Yes, which is good. So I talk in the village language or something, and I'm very politely. And most of the time, I would say most of the time, they will become nice. And once they have become good, I get my work done. Sir, we have planned this. Sir, there are some people who are going to create trouble. Please, can you help? And then they will help. They will help. And then also I'll make sure that I say to them, do you know about Jesus? Have you heard about Jesus? Oh, yeah, I studied in Catholic school, or some of them will say, or I have heard, or I have read something. So, sir, no, what do you know about him? Oh, he was... one guy said, oh, he was a Christian God, wasn't he? He said, no, sir, no, he's not a Christian God. He was not Christian. We are Christians because Christ is a title to Jesus. And I'll explain. That means that he separated himself, put him aside so that he could come in this world and take human form and live a perfect life and take our sins on him. And then willingly die. Of course, there were people killed him, but he willingly gave his life for you and me. And then he came back to life again. I mean, some of them, because they don't know, you know, they know the story and they don't know the story. And this is how I used to share the gospel with them. And I said, sir, that's the God who was not born in England or America, or he was born almost kind of center of the world, which is Palestine. In Israel. And you got their attention. And so you've studied in the school. If they have not studied, sir, all these schools, all these lovely places that people have studied, Christians have contributed so much because of Jesus Christ. Friends, most of the time, apart from one or two, we were able to do all that we wanted to do. But this really helped me. Jesus said, what is my food? This is my food. So I often think, Lord, give me this desire. You have called us, you've called me to share about you to people. Talk about you, that you came in this world, you love us, you took our sins on you and you sacrificed yourself. You have come back to life again. You are longing, waiting for each person to be brought to you or to come to you, repent of their sins, turn away from their wicked ways or sins, and follow you. I want to see this happening. So please help me to be hungry and thirsty to do your will And also not just will, do it, but make sure that it's done properly. And when people come to know the Lord, they're trained properly as well. It's so important, friends. So this is what I wanted to share with you, just to encourage you. And also, then of course, friends, Jesus also said in John chapter 4, verse 36, already the one who reaps is receiving wages and gathering fruit for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may rejoice together. Now, there's something amazing going to happen in heaven. We are going to get reward. We are going to get reward because we love the Lord and what we have done for His glory. Whatever we have sacrificed, whatever we have done, we've seen people come to know the Lord. So we will be rejoicing together. Because a lot of people from India, a lot of people from all over the world will be there. Wherever your missionaries have gone, wherever you've supported people, wherever you've prayed for, they will tell, the Lord will say that, listen, these people are here, it's because of your prayer, because of your encouragement. Wouldn't it be nice then? I think it'll be a great joy, great encouragement. So we will keep going and we pray that the Lord will really bless us and help us and encourage us so that we can see some positive things happening. Shall we pray then? Loving Heavenly Father,